Good afternoon, the AD Podcast, now in February, talking all things Sycamore Aviators with AD Mark Harden. Mark, how are we doing today?
Rob, it's great. The weather's finally a little bit better. Everybody's smiling a little bit more. We've seen the sun for a few days. So, yeah, it's good. Good to be with you.
I've told most of the ADs we've talked to today, I hope that I hope Punxsutawney Phil is good this year. He's only accurate 30% of the time. I'm just fingers crossed that this is one of those years that he's right.
I hope so, too. Yeah.
The blue skies, it's amazing what it does for your psyche after having 11 great cloudy days.
It does. And look, other than that cold snap a couple weeks, we've had a pretty mild winter, but I don't like any of it. So
yeah, I agree. I love it. Well, we got a full show today. Let's jump right into it and talk all great things about Sycamore Aviators winter sports. We'll start off with boys basketball, 14-3, having a great season. Regular season's winding down, and we've got the seed meeting on Sunday. But before that, Matt, you got two non-leagues this week and a league. You got Kings coming over to Sycamore on Tuesday. Friday, you travel to Coleraine, travel to St. X on Saturday. But this past Friday, a huge overtime win. Hosting Mason 60-56. I'm sure your watch was setting notifications quite a bit.
It was, someone said to me, I think it was 2 years ago, Fairfield came here. Both teams were, I think, undefeated or tied for the league. It's probably, and I think what had happened is they'd beat us at our place by one, at their place by one. That's the only night, unless you go way back to when I was a student, where I've ever been worried about calling the fire marshal. I remember that night against Fairfield a couple years ago, we were literally going to stop selling tickets. It was overflow. We were really close to that kind of level on Friday. It was loud. Our students were great. I really believe being at home helped us pull that out. Mason played so very well. And after losing a couple of tough ones in a row to win that game, pulled out, we were down four, I think, with probably a minute 30 to come back and win in overtime was huge. And obviously we got a little help that night, and we sit here at 14-3 and one game lead in the league with tournament draw around the corner. So feel pretty good. 14-3 is pretty darn good.
When you win a game like that on Friday, you've got a packed house. It's got to feel very gratifying when you walk back to your office and come in and sit down and just exhale and say, wow, that was fun.
It was, and it's one of those nights where a lot of people lingered around. I think, it's funny when a game like that happens, inevitably I'll get calls or texts the next game. And I just think our whole atmosphere has been fantastic. I talk about our students a lot, and I should, but, they support our kids and their peers so well. And it was just packed. We did our Relay for Life night that night, and did some, our dance team was there, cheer. I mean, it was an all-around great night, but they always feel better when you win. That's for sure.
One of the things in the fall that I talk to ADs about, especially when a football program starts out to a 6-0 and 7-0 season, the demeanor around school when football is very successful and everyone's just in better moods. It's got to be the same way in the winter when you've got a big sport like boys varsity basketball is having a season like you guys are, and just get a big win like that. It's got to be great around school, isn't it?
It is because then there's always the anticipation of the next one, right? Someone, a bunch of people come. We also had staff appreciation night that night. So we had some teachers, we invited teachers and an extra person that they want to be honored. We honored them between quarters. So, inevitably when that happens, you capture people who maybe haven't been to a game in a couple years and they come back. I mean, it's one of those things that doesn't only build throughout the year, which it obviously has. And we've had three really good years here, but it builds in the years and years after. I think that's how kind of programs are built. You're not going to be great every year. I don't expect us to be great every year. But certainly nights like Friday night, they linger. There's a lot of positive effects for the whole student body and the whole community, for sure.
Yeah, that's just awesome. So best of luck to basketball this week as they go into the seed meeting on Sunday. I hope it's a great week, and best of luck to them, and congrats on the success so far this year. Let's talk girls basketball. Let's see. They have tonight Little Miami hosting Little Miami tonight. Wednesday host a GMC rival Middletown, and then Saturday travel up to Hamilton before before tournament play starts. So busy week for the girls.
These, tonight's a makeup game from a couple weeks ago. So, it's been 2 weeks in a row. The girls played three games in a week, and that's always tough. But certainly, if you look at the standings, I think, these are games where I feel like our girls could gain a little confidence going into the postseason and in the tournament. I told Derek last week, just every time I watch the girls play, and it's a long year, right? They've not maybe had record-wise as good a year as they would like, and it's difficult, but the girls play so hard. They're coachable bunch. They're sweet kids. They're tough. They keep playing. They keep showing up. And you know what Derek said? It was so funny, and it's so true. I know he and I told the girls this last week, whether you're 14 and 3 or whether you're 3 and 14, it doesn't really matter. The work is the same, right? The work is the same. We're not working any less hard or
Right.
working any less hours, So, kudos to those girls. The work is the same. And sometimes it's tougher when it's not going well, but I'm proud of our kids and certainly excited for the future. Just one senior and a couple really nice classes at the junior high coming up as well, who've had a lot of success the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's great. I know they drew Mount Notre Dame on February 13th, Tuesday at Lakota East in the draw yesterday. So best of luck to them with three games this week and as they get into the tournament. I know before basketball season started, one of the things we talked about was the RPI, and you shared your thoughts on that and where you thought that was going and all those things. Now that the girls have had their draw and the boys are this next weekend, I'd love to pick your brain and ask your opinion of where the RPI is and what you think it's doing and all those kind of good things.
Yeah, from a logistics standpoint, we got an email today from the folks that run those team meetings. I think it was a fairly smooth process as far as the process go. There have been a few schools that have trouble entering their records and whatnot, but the process I think is smooth. I don't think it's fair. That's just me. I mean, we had regional meetings last week with the OHSA as it related to the possible new division alignment coming up, but inevitably this came up, RPI. Southwest Ohio coaches and their representative voted against it, so I don't know that I would say the overwhelmingly vast majority of coaches and ADs don't like it down here. And I've run those meetings with Scott since I've been doing this. I'll be there Sunday. Our coaches do a very good job down here of voting. They just do. We've made tweaks and things to drop the highest and the lowest, so you kind of get away from any sort of purposeful ways to skew the vote. Apparently, that's not what goes on in other districts, and it's one of those things where it wasn't something that was voted on by ADs, which is because it's more of a sports reg. I could go into the politics of that. I would just say that, and I don't want to call out specific schools or who belongs and who doesn't, but if you look at, I challenge anybody to look at the RPI and look at some of the schools that are, say, in the top eight that would be there if we voted objectively. And I would just say the thing that sticks out to me is that there is no, like there is in football. In football, we have factors for a Division One win, a two win, a three win, a four win. So that's not in the RPI. So it doesn't matter if I go beat an 0-18 Division Four team, or if I beat Mason on a Friday night in a rivalry game, or beat whoever.
It's
The wins
equally the
count the
same.
same.
Gotcha.
That doesn't jive with me, and I don't think it jives with any of us down here. I think our coaches have done an awesome job voting. They just do. Overall, they're good guys and gals, and I can tell you that this will be interesting. I think what'll bear itself out when some of these teams in the top 8 to 10 put themselves on a bracket, I think you'll see who the coaches
The results.
want to play and don't want to play.
Got it.
And as one of the, I would imagine we'll probably be, if everything plays out, we'll be in the top 4 or 5 and sort of have a choice of where to go. But all of that impacts that it's one of those deals where it's one of the few times I think we'll be much more worried about who's behind us than who's in front of us or what the next step is.
Sure.
And that's not really how it should be. Again, down here, we didn't vote for it. We didn't want it. It's here.
Is
Like
it here
anything
for,
else.
Mark, is it here for 1 year or is it permanent? Do you know?
I
Is it?
think it's permanent, but I think it'll definitely go through some. It's just like Harbin. I mean, Harbin went through some changes. It wasn't perfect when we first did it. I think it's here to stay. I'm going to be honest with you. I think one of my fears, and I apologize for this, they are killing it up at the pool today. One of my fears is that we start having these for all of our sports. And that's not good. We're not, I just don't. I think at least down here, in my experience, coaches voting has served us well and it's been
Sure.
fair. Every once in a while, you'll have an odd year where someone might feel like they get slighted, but I would challenge anyone to look at the top 10 and boys and tell me that those are the top 10 teams if they were voted. It's
Got
just,
it.
it's pretty obvious.
Okay. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. We'll probably revisit that again later.
Yeah, Monday should be interesting. We'll have a lot more to talk about after the draw on Sunday for sure.
Yes, we will. Let's jump in the pool, talk swimming and diving for boys and girls. The tapering is over. It's time to get in the pool and tournament time.
Yeah, really proud. We had our GMC meet over at Mason this weekend and was able to get over there. Really proud of our guys and gals. And I always need to throw this out there. Swimming, track, football, there's a lot of sports that we have that are numbers games, and swimming is a big one.
Yes.
Swimming is a big one. Depth is really important, and I say this with some pride that we are the smallest school in this league by a bunch. And our girls went in and finished second in the meet.
Wow.
Boys finished third. Coach Carl, I want to shout out Dan Carl was named the boys coach of the year. And Simon Huth over at was the diver of the year in the GMC. So a really successful weekend in the pool bodes well for us when those kids get started in postseason. Really, really proud of our swim coaches and our swim team.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be a fun run through the tournament here. It sounds like for the Aviators.
Yeah.
Sounds
No,
great.
very, very, very excited for them.
Let's go to the lanes and talk bowling. Regular seasons are winding down, and it's almost tournament time for them. It's getting close. I think it's probably the 3rd week in February we'll get into
Yeah,
tournament time.
I think the 20th and 22nd or something like that.
Cross Gate and Roll House, I think.
Yep, yep.
So we're getting there, and. So let's talk a little bit about bowling.
Well, I want to shout out the boys bowling team. They got their first win of the year over Princeton. Really close match. I know we talked last week about kind of getting over the hump and getting that first one. So really proud of them.
Yeah, 73 pins. That's close.
Yeah, that's really close over that many games. So very proud of them. And a couple more league matches, and then they'll fire up with postseason in 2 weeks.
Yep, that sounds awesome. Let's go to quiz team. Looks like let's see. Looks like we've got a split squad maybe today with Lakota West, at least per the schedule. Looks like one group is going to West, and West is coming to you. At least that's what.
No. Those will both be there, and then I think East comes back here on Wednesday, and
Got it. Yes.
yeah, and then we
Okay,
split.
so those both should be at West. So I'll have that changed.
Yeah.
So they're having a nice season, and that looks like they wrap up the regular season on Wednesday with East coming to Sycamore.
Yep, and I think we're sitting right in there that tied for third spot, and then their GMC postseason is the 17th, I believe, 17th over at Hamilton.
Best of luck to them on that really awesome season they've had. I know you wanted a shout out on indoor track. From the meet at Ohio State, I know you had, I think, a runner that you wanted to
Yeah, Myra Trotter won the 400 over at Ohio State. That's a big indoor meet. I want to shout her out. I'm pretty proud of her. And then, we had multiple champions in that. So I believe we've just got one more meet coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that looks like up at Ashland University on February 16th.
Yep. So that's winding down. It's always one of the things that's, I mean, we've had really successful track here for a while. Got great coaches, but also I think the way that our coaches handle winter track is a little bit more than just a warm up or just a few kids. I mean, I dare say that I don't know that very many people have as many kids involved in indoor track in the winter as we do. So,
and I'm sure that's a strong correlation to why the spring track and field is so strong at Sycamore, is because of the involvement of the indoor winter track season.
Yeah, now we've kind of reached a point where kind of our distance, our sprints, our field events, like sort of combine, you know, we've got sort of a one staff sort of approach to how we handle that. Those coaches will work together throughout the year, year long. So, you know, our kids always have a place to go. Our track athletes have a place to go, kind of a constant presence. And yeah, it's done a lot for us. Again, track is another, obviously it's an individual sport, but a lot of it is the depth of how many events can you fill at a high level. And that's one of the places that we've kind of shined, and that's tougher to do when you're the smallest school in the league, but very, very proud of them.
Yeah. Congratulations and best of luck there. I know next week will be our last show in the winter, and we're going to spend a major portion of next week's show just kind of highlighting the tournament ahead for the varsity teams. Hopefully we'll have most of the draws and selections done for all the Aviator teams. And we'll spend next week's show getting everybody teed up so they know who's playing where and when, and kind of go through that. How's that sound next week?
Yeah, sounds good. I also want to talk about wrestling. We only had the one meet last week, but we had a cool event here Thursday night. We had all of our JV team, our girls varsity wrestlers, and our boys varsity wrestlers, and they did something I don't think may ever be done again in a duel. We literally won every match.
Wow.
JV, girls, and varsity, complete sweep, every match, every weight class. Again, we Fabulous. Talked about, that was over Western Brown. I think one of the cool things, I think I've told you, this is a year for our wrestling teams where, again, depth has really helped us. I think, you know, we're 2 weeks away, I think. I think we're actually, by the end of this week, we'll be 1 week away from GMC's.
Yes.
At Middletown. And I would hope that we're kind of in the mix there going in toward the end of the day to bring a title here. That would be awesome. It would be also a kind of Herculean effort. Again, I do think it's possible, and I think our coaches and kids do. So excited for them and really excited for them. And they also – boys did start their state duels. They won their first match against Colerain. That was kind of an 8-9 matchup, I think, the state duels, then lost to LaSalle, who was the number one seed. So,
right. Well, but again, you have depth great in the wrestling. Program. You know, you can have those wrestle-offs in the wrestling room, and it just makes your team better. You know,
absolutely. You know, yeah.
If you've got depth, especially at each weight class, my goodness, it just makes the team so much better having those wrestle-offs. And it's sure. just, yeah, it's, it'll bode well in the GMC championships at Middletown for sure.
Yeah, no, excited for next week. Should be fun next weekend.
Great. Let's see. Well, I think that's it for this week, Mark. I appreciate all your insight and especially on the RPI and getting everybody up to speed with the teams. And next week we'll focus on the tournament and get everybody ready to, have a great tournament run for the Aviators.
Yeah, we're excited. Can't wait. It's that time of year.
Have a great week. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you. Yeah, take care.
Bye.